Project Independence is the aging in place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include fitness classes, community education, information, and referral. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Are we ready? Oh, I guess so. Did we hit a... Okay, welcome back. We've finished off our old-time radio with...
No, we're just flying by today.
Damon Runyon. And we've had some great guests talking about entertainment and the need for hydration. And now we're going to talk a little more about entertainment and what the town of North Hempstead has to offer, which we have covered quite a bit of already today, with our number one producer, Christina Liu.
Well, thanks so much.
Just got world recognition.
Well, today was absolutely
welcome, Christina.
A great one. Thank you, Otto, doing a fabulous job as host, as always. And it was certainly an informative show. And it was fun because it gets you kind of ready for summer. We were covering your bases to go to these summer concerts, but make sure you are hydrated. So it's certainly,
Well, and if you go to concerts, you probably should stay hydrated because
that's
you
right.
might be outdoors.
It's something, and I really, I swear by it. I'm certainly always staying hydrated when I go out. But we were also talking during the break, and this is hot off the presses. We are having our fifth regional Aging in Place conference, has been scheduled for October 29th over at Harbor Links. So stay tuned for more information on that. And this year's theme is really going to be about connecting to services, so it's PI Connect, and we want to focus a lot on different veterans' entitlements. And then there's this new VA Mission Act that has a whole web of stuff. We're going to have someone come on the radio to actually talk about that. And they'll also be in the panel, the Medicare 2020 updates. And, what's interesting, too, is a lot of people aren't aware of that a lot of different wellness programs are now going to be covered under Medicare. So we're going to have someone talk about that. So there's really... And then, so you'll have your two panels. And then, of course, we have tons of vendors, like we do every year, which is a great place to walk around and get information, which I think is really great. And we're very excited to announce that Northwell Health is our platinum sponsor for the event, the Aging in Place Conference. And they're also our platinum event sponsor for Fun Day Monday's health fair. And in particular, it's the Katz Institute for Women's Health. So thank you to them. They're always a great supporter with us. And, it's great to have these sponsors. And I think it's wonderful, like we were saying earlier, it's really giving back to the community and making it a successful event. So we will obviously be promoting that. There'll be transportation from different locations. So we will have all the hot details as they come off. So
we still have, where are we? We're in June. So we have roughly 4 months, actually.
I know. So it's and that certainly flies. It's always a lot of work putting this on. I can't believe we've done five already.
It's not all done.
No, it's not all done. It is quite in the beginning stages, but everyone's all hands on deck every time we do the conference. So.
Well, for people who have not gone to one of these in the past, I highly encourage you to keep that October 29th date in mind. Mm-hmm. Between the little chats and the vendors that are there, it's very, very informative. I'm guaranteeing you will learn lots of new things that could be beneficial to you.
Absolutely.
As you're moving on in life.
No, it's,
or
you know,
for, as a caregiver,
really,
for people who you might be involved with.
Because I like, especially, even for us as staff, I love the vendors there. And just to walk around, I always try to schedule some time, during the crazy day to do that, because there's so many organizations out there that you really just don't even, and even sometimes, I'm in this world and I might be semi-familiar with something, but really to get that chance to talk to someone who is knowledgeable about, whatever the services might be, as we had mentioned earlier about, this meeting we were having about technology and kind of how do we work that into, aging in place and stuff. So hopefully we'll have some companies like that there. And obviously other, our community-based organizations, but it's certainly something we try to have kind of a topic for everything. So,
but
space is going to be limited, so you're definitely going to have to register for it, for the panel.
Right. So, but at this point in time,
point, yeah.
that's not, they're not ready to do that.
No, they're not ready to do that yet.
Right. But there's a heads up, though.
There's a heads
up. Save the date.
Right. You tune in here, you'll be getting all kinds of information. I'll have it first here. We could break the news on the Hot Aging in Place conference.
And there probably will be a newsletter before that.
So then, yes, there will be a newsletter before that.
Which will have
some more details.
The
information. Absolutely. So definitely stay tuned because it's definitely informative and great thing to go to. But speaking of Fun Day Monday, that is kicking off on July 8th over at North Hempstead Beach Park. And they also have rain dates the following Thursday. So if it rains on a Monday, they do it on a Thursday. And there's so many different entertainments there. North Hempstead certainly is like quite the musical town because on top of all those concerts, Fun Day Monday has all these great performances too. And on July 22nd, on July 29th is their health fair. So they have a small little health fair. You can go down to the beach, and they also have great vendors over there. And one of my favorites is August 26th is the Hometown USA, which is a salute to the armed forces, which I think is always
also, the name Vin Vincent comes
yes.
up.
Yes. Vin Vincent is certainly all over town.
But he's very good at
they're great.
Getting the crowd going.
We've actually had them on the radio show before because it was really interesting about how – but they are amazing. And a lot of these different bands, you know, they go to Fun Day Monday a lot and they have quite the following. But on top of that, I mean, we have all different kinds of exercise classes that are available there. There's line dancing. There's Mahjong. There's Zumba, yoga, Tai Chi. There's mindfulness coloring. There's even beach walks that are available and different trail walks, too. You know, you call 311 for information on that. And then they do beach crafts. So if you want to do a craft at the beach, you could do that as well. There's a farm stand. And there's also transportation available. And parking is free for that. So
that's important.
Because it's not usually not free. So, but the Mondays, it is free over there for seniors. So.
Although as a senior, you can get a seasonal parking
that's
permit
right.
for $25.
That is right.
Covers as many visits as you make.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, it's a little bit expensive.
Yeah, so that's what, you know, like, listen, we're always trying to certainly promote the free events that go on. And speaking, I know you are quite the walker, Otto.
Mm-hmm.
So there's these morning walks with horticulturalists that have been going on. This is all to celebrate the Clark Botanic Gardens 50th anniversary. So there are these walks that are over there. And the next one is July 25th. The tour starts at 9:30 a.m. and you have to register. And there's a $10 fee, $10 to $12, depending if you're a member or not. But it all goes to a fundraiser, you know, for doing things at the park. But it's really nice. And, you know, there's been a lot of interesting programs going on at Clark Botanic Garden, which I think is certainly a place to check out. You know, if this is there's all these home sustainability classes. The next one is going to be on July 12th over there. And there are these rain barrel and composting classes, rain garden classes, plant gardening. It's really all these kind of eco-friendly
Do you
things.
Have a garden?
Yes, I do.
With vegetables or
flowers? So we actually want to start doing that. We were just talking about it, my husband and I. I mean, right now we have just have flowers like everywhere because every time we go on vacation – we both come back, you know, inspired by something. So there's all kind of water features. I mean, Jay's got all kinds of stuff. He built a waterfall in our backyard, and it's our little oasis. But
he wouldn't think much of my backyard then. I have I have a pot that's a Home Depot pot that I got mm-hmm. for free.
Okay.
And I have one tomato plant in there.
All right.
It's my last try at growing tomatoes.
It.
I've never tried to grow tomatoes.
It's certainly, I know a lot of people.
And no success.
Yeah. We were just talking about that we wanted to start doing that. But it's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work,
and
that's why I've had no success.
And I told Jay, I said he'll have to take the lead on that, and you know, but a lot of my friends have tried to and have not succeeded. Also, so you're not alone, Otto, in the tomato plant plight. But it's really interesting, you know. If you know, John, I know, does the composting and stuff. So North Hempstead really has so many interesting things, and I encourage you to check it out if you are interested in kind of doing things around the house.
That's
check
good.
It out, Otto. Maybe they'll have a tomato. We could put it in a request about
tomatoes. If I have a tomato, I'm going to bring it in here.
We're going to all share it together. All right, I'll bring the mozzarella and we'll be good to go. We can have like a whole
Actually, a small story here, but I had a neighbor who I lived next to when I was living in Manhasset, and we would have a contest for growing tomatoes because neither one of us could get anywhere with it. Mm-hmm. So one day what I did was I snuck out and I actually figured a way to rig a couple of real tomatoes onto the tomato plant. So I tried to make it so it really looked like the tomatoes really grew from that plant.
Was he buying it?
Yeah, I had bought them at King Cullen.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now did he believe that it did grow? Or?
Well, I think he knew me well enough.
Or
that
he saw the scotch tape?
Yeah. The staples.
Gave it away. Well, I like that, Otto. I like that little scheme.
And some people just grow tomatoes by the thousands, and I can't do that. I don't know.
It depends. You know,
I think the ground has a lot to do with it.
I do. I believe the soil has something to do with it.
Some people have green thumbs.
That's right.
I don't have a green thumb.
No, I really don't. And luckily, my husband does because I'm like the queen. You know, we have all of our indoor plants, you know, for our air quality all the time. And somehow, I'm either like watering too little or watering too much. Mm-hmm. Something's always dying.
Yeah.
So I just gave up. I said, we have, you know, those snake plants, which require very little water, which now I'm aware of. So I'm just like, I gave up on watering. I'm just gonna see what happens.
Well,
occasionally I give it like a little, a little shot.
I figured out my cost a couple of times was like $100 a tomato.
Yeah. You know.
It's like fishing.
I
went fishing not long ago. We had seven of us. We caught one keeper.
Okay.
It was a fluke that was big enough.
Okay.
So we had one fluke. The guy won $240 for the first fish and the biggest fish. And we figured that fluke cost us $1,100 between us.
I hope it tasted really good.
One fluke.
But you know
but
what?
We had a good time.
Maybe we could have someone in talking about, you know, growing vegetables and tips. And this way we could see this. I'd like to try some maybe like spices, you know. I feel like that's easy. A little basil.
Mm.
You know, we'll see.
That's good.
Yeah.
Barbecuing fish. Mm. I can barbecue fish. I can't catch fish, but I can barbecue.
There you go. I always say that's my dad's skill set. My dad is like the king of the barbecue. And he takes it really serious. My dad stresses out about nothing ever in life, but barbecuing, he is like really serious and stressed out doing it. So.
Yeah, that is one of my skills.
See?
Boiling eggs and things like that, that's a different problem.
I love it. Well, Otto, you'll have to barbecue.
There's a lot to be said, you know, for the skill of boiling an egg. It's not as easy as
it
sounds.
It's not. That's right. See? You just learn all kinds of things out there.
Yeah.
Listen, we are not immune to these struggles of life over here. We certainly
have to get back to town in North Hempstead.
That's right.
Right.
You know, I just want to reiterate again that there are so many summer concerts going on. And I really think, you know, what they say, you know, just to call 311 or 869-6-1. And you can just say, what's going on tonight? I also believe a mailer went out, I think, with a calendar in it, Otto. I don't know if you got it yet.
Yeah, it did.
That has, you know, has the different information on there, too. So I just think it's great, you know, because in these things, you don't have to register for them. So the fact that you can just call and say what's going on, or you know, or check online, whatever it might be, and just show up at these. And there's really such a mix.
Bring your own chair.
That's right. Bring a chair.
Or a blanket if you choose.
That's right. But I think like, the chairs are great. And they make such compactable chairs now that you can just kind of see. Look, he is staying hydrated. I'm very proud of him.
I'm drinking water.
We walk the walk and talk the talk over here. But there's at Clark Botanic Garden. There's over at Manor Haven Beach Park. At Mary J. Davies Park, Clinton G. Martin Park, Tully Park, North Hempstead Beach Park. You know, and I really want to give a shout out to the parks where I'm because, I mean, the work that goes into this is really just astronomical. And the fact that, you know, they were saying that there are a lot of rain dates or even rain locations. So on top of, you know, scheduling these things, you're trying to find, you know, what if it rains, what to do. And, you know, I remember when Mary Mahaffey used to be on our show, she said that was always so stressful.
Oh.
Wow, we are
at
our first
break. Do you like that?
That's right.
We are down to 4 seconds, and we're going to take another break.
Right.
And we will be back with Christina Liu to talk about the town of North Hempstead activities.